Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 454. The Ultimate Guide to Dining Out and Not Blowing Your Diet by Carter Good with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. So today's topic is about dining out. When my students find out that I, their nutrition professor, actually does dine out at restaurants, they're usually shocked. They can't believe that I don't make everything from scratch at home. Well, that's because I'm a human being and I do like to dine out and have a social life. So I never tell anybody that they can't ever dine out. But there are, of course, better options. There are better choices that we can make when we do dine out. So let's jump right in, hear today's post, and continue optimizing your life. The Ultimate Guide to Dining Out and Not Blowing Your Diet by Carter Good with RomanFitnessSystems.com. By now, you might know how to track what you eat and lose fat. There's plenty of quality scientific information out there on the subject. Most of you will find yourselves weighing out food and using measuring cups, a digital scale, and while this allows for consistent and predictable results, there's always going to be a level of uncertainty when you dine out. You can't accurately measure the portion sizes or be 100% certain of the ingredients that are being used. For many, the solution is to just avoid going out to eat altogether. The fear of blowing your diet overpowers any desire to socialize with friends and family. That's the safe choice, but also unsustainable in the long term. After struggling for years to choose one over the other, I've cracked the code, and I'm here to share with you strategies that will make dining out with friends enjoyable, stress-free, and 100% in line with your current nutrition plan. Because at the end of the day, fitness should add to your life, not take it over. Dining out and socializing with your friends doesn't have to be in competition to building a kick-ass body. The strategies. The main goal of these strategies is, as much as possible, to reduce the chance of overeating. Now, these will help you make smarter decisions, but their effectiveness can only take you so far. Remember, you'll continue to need to practice willpower and stay mindful of your goals when dining out. That said, here's what I can promise you. If you follow these strategies, dining out responsibly will be easier than ever before. 1. Plan your meal ahead of time. The great luxury of living in the 21st century is having access to the world's largest information database, the internet. Most restaurants have all of the nutritional information for their meals posted online. All you have to do is go to their website, find their menu, and once you choose your meal, simply look up the calories and macronutrients. Now you just need to choose the meal that best fits into your current diet. 2. If you don't know the calories, make it simple. Okay, yes. There are smaller restaurants that don't have their nutritional information posted online. Don't be discouraged. You can still go out and make smart, healthy choices. The key is to order simple. That is, choose an entree that only has a few components. An example would be a meal that only includes a piece of lean meat, some veggies, and a carb-dominant side like potatoes or rice. Choosing a simple meal like this will lessen the chance of accidentally overeating on sneaky calories that might get added in. For example, if you order a simple entree that includes a steak, mixed veggies, and a baked potato, it'll be much easier to estimate the calories and or macronutrients. The only things you'll need to watch out for is how fatty the cut of meat is and if it looks like it was cooked in a lot of oil. Say you were to order something like a lasagna, it would be much more difficult to guess the exact ingredients or even be able to estimate the portions of protein or fat that are in it. 3. Intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting has been explained more in depth in articles linked on this post and on this show, but just know that it's simply an eating protocol that involves eating during a specific and small window of time each day. I prefer to have my eating window later in the day, so most often I'll skip breakfast and push my first meal back 4 to 8 hours into the day. This doesn't require much thinking and allows for larger, more satiating meals later in the day. To utilize this and take full advantage of dining out, I recommend making your first meal high in protein with lots of veggies to fill you up and around 400 to 800 calories. In doing this, you're setting yourself up perfectly for later in the night. When you have 1,200 to 1,600 calories to play with while you're out, choosing a filling and enjoyable meal becomes a piece of cake, often literally. 4. The pick two rule. Most restaurants include multiple courses: bread, salad, chips and salsa, a slew of entrees, and a full menu of desserts. The pick two rule is exactly what it sounds like. You get to choose just two of these courses and no more. This will help control your calorie intake while also allowing for variety. Now, to avoid looking like a total jackass, I suggest you make one of your two choices the entree. If you skip it and just eat bread and dessert, you're going to stick out as well as ruin your diet. The rule should really be called pick an entree and one other thing, but it doesn't have as nice of a ring to it. So pick two, including your entree, and you'll be less prone to an excessive calorie intake. 5, be smart with the happy juice. This is my least favorite rule, but it works, so keep listening. Drinking alcohol has gotten a bad rap in the fitness world, and while excessive alcohol consumption can lead to weight gain, you may need to take a closer look at your calorie consumption. It's possible to drink and not get fat, but it's difficult. When you start to drink, all of your willpower goes out the window. And instead of following the pick two rule from above, you pick 20, and they're all desserts. So if you do drink when you're at dinner, try to limit yourself to 1 to 2 beverages. I also suggest you opt for low calorie options over a darker beer or some fancy margarita. Personally, I go for a tequila and club soda, which is only around 120 to 150 calories per drink. Bonus strategy: go easy on the extra salt. Now, eating salt won't cause extra fat storage, but it can manipulate your water levels and therefore the number on the scale. This is often why people fear dining out. You end up consuming salt-rich foods, retain a bunch of water, and associate the next morning's bloat with pure fat gain. The rise in the weight you experience is from water and isn't a big deal in the long run, but it does cause you to feel bloated and puffy in the immediate future. Don't let fitness stop you from enjoying life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight and getting a six-pack. Being lean and shredded is a testament to your hard work in the gym, and all of us have the ability to dine out with friends and still achieve our individual fitness goals. You just listened to the post titled, "The Ultimate Guide to Dining Out and Not Blowing Your Diet," by Carter Good with RowanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My two favorite tips from the post I just read was, number one, planning ahead. I'm a big believer in planning things out ahead of time, especially when the information is available. And number two, keeping it simple. So it's true, when you dine out at restaurants, you really don't know what's in the food. It's hard to estimate portions. It's hard to know how much salt or sugar is in this food. Mixed dishes like casseroles and lasagna are notoriously challenging to guesstimate. So if you can choose menu items that are in their, well, least processed forms, that would help steer you in the right direction, because then you have a better idea of what you're getting. For me, when I dine out, I just know I'm gonna get probably a lot of salt. Every restaurant uses salt. It makes things taste better. So I just have to cope with that. But for me, my habit is to start basically every meal with like a salad, or at least have a giant side of vegetables, something to make sure that I stay on track. Plus, it'll fill me up a bit and I'll be less likely to start picking at my wife's food or diving back in for those chips and salsa. Which leads me to my last tip. Once you feel satisfied, go ahead and have your server bring over a to-go box. Have them pack everything up, put it away, put it in a bag, out of sight, and know that tomorrow you can enjoy this food again. This will stop you from overeating while you're sitting there at the restaurant. Because while you're waiting for your bill, you may find that you're starting to pick at your food again. But if it's all wrapped up and put in a bag and it's out of sight, you'll be less likely to do that. All right, that'll do it for today. I thank you as always for being here. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A show. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.